Topic 36. Detachment. 1. The worker in white magic must hold himself free as much as he can from identifying himself with that which he has created or has attempted to create. The secret for all aspirants is to cultivate the attitude of the onlooker and of the silent watcher, and, may I emphasize the word silent. Much true magical work comes to naught because of the failure of the worker and builder in matter to keep silent. By premature speech and too much talk, he slays that which he has attempted to create. The child of his thought is stillborn. All workers in the field of the world should recognize the need for silent detachment, and the work before every student who reads these instructions must consist in cultivating a detached attitude. It is a mental detachment which enables the thinker to dwell ever in the high and secret place, and from that center of peace, calmly and powerfully, to carry out the work he has set before himself. He works in the world of men. He loves and comforts and serves. He pays no attention to his personality, likes and dislikes, or to his prejudices and attachments. He stands as a rock of strength and as a strong hand in the dark to all whom he contacts. The cultivation of a detached attitude personally, with the attached attitude spiritually, will cut at the very roots of a man's life, but it will render back a thousandfold for all that it cuts away. Much has been written about attachment and the need to develop detachment. May I beg all students, in the urgency of the present situation, to leave off reading and thinking about it aspirationally and to begin to practice it and to demonstrate it. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 559 through 560. 2. It is only in a spirit of real detachment that the best work of a disciple is done. The disciple comes to realize that because of this detachment, he is, for the remainder of his life, simply a worker, one of a great army of hierarchical workers, with supposedly no personality, inclinations, objectives, or wishes. There is for him nothing but constant work and constant association with other people. He may be a naturally isolated person with a deep craving for solitude, but that matters not. It is the penalty he must pay for the opportunity to meet the need of the hour. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 55. 3. Physical fatigue need not necessarily impair in any way his usefulness. With many people, physical conditions impair their work, for their attention becomes focused on the undesirable physical situation. Disciples, however, often have a curious capacity to continue with their work, no matter what may be happening to them physically. The physical brain can be so much the reflector of the mental life that he will remain essentially unaffected by any outer conditions. The disciple learns to live with his physical liabilities under adverse conditions, and his work maintains its usual high level. The emotional problem may be the hardest, but only the disciple can handle his own self-pity and free himself from the inner emotional storm in which he finds himself living. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 56. 4. It leads him to assume the position that not one single thing which produces any reaction of pain or distress in the emotional body matters in the least. These reactions are simply recognized, lived through, tolerated, and not permitted to produce any limitation. All disciples would do well to ponder what I have just said. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 57. 5. Quote, Lord of my life, How can I do the duty of this day, yet seek detachment, meet every need, yet free myself from ties and bonds? God said, The sun draws near and vivifies the earth. Naught can it take from out the earth. Live likewise, give and ask not. Unquote. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 392. 6. Preserve ever the attitude of the onlooker in the head. Thus the detachment of the soul will grow, while the attachment of the soul to souls will grow and increase. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 623. 7. Detachment is the path of least resistance for a first-ray nature. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 523.